The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
On our guest line, Drew McKissick, chairman of the South Carolina Republican Party. Mr. Chairman, welcome back.
Good to be here, sir. How are you this morning?
I am good. Of course, in your absence, we lost the Senate seat in Georgia, and I'm blaming it on you because you left town.
Well, you know, I mean, hey, there's a long list of stuff to blame. You know, I don't know if I'm on the list or not, but, you know, but I'll say, you know, bottom line is you've got several things there that didn't go as well as they should have on the Republican side. One being fundraising. I forget the degree, 3-1 or 4-1, I think, that Walker was being outraised and outspent by, which, you know, has an impact, even in the short period that they had there for the runoff, just 1 month, but still. But then on the ground, in terms of voter turnout, Republican voter turnout, from the organizational aspect and what they were doing there, you know, I would say that to begin with, it was a little better organized, actually, than the way they were in the general election, because what essentially happened was Mitch McConnell's political committee essentially paid for Governor Kemp's grassroots organization. So, in other words, as soon as, you know, Kemp's campaign was over, the field team that he had in the field, you know, McConnell paid to essentially keep them in the field for an additional month to help Walker, so which was definitely beneficial. But still, you know, versus what was going on the Democrat side in terms of turnout operation, it just, in the end, wasn't enough. And, you know, I think the final difference was at 70,000 or 80,000 votes, I think, statewide. I forget the exact number.
Yeah.
And, you know, and now, you know, the Senate then essentially, you know, gets to one more Democrat. But then 2 days later, over the next day, Kirsten Sinema decides she's not going to be a Democrat anymore.
Yes.
So we are where we were before the election now.
She is identifying as an independent. So, well, we, you know, we had some fun in Toccoa, Georgia, where we did the show on that Monday before the special election. Mm-hmm. Lieutenant Governor Pamela Evatt came down. She was my co-host that day. Had an enthusiastic crowd of people show up. And of course, Toccoa is in Stevens County. And they were able to deliver in a big way for Herschel. 80%. He won Stevens County by 80%. But an interesting observation. I spoke with several of the local party officials there in Stevens County, and Kelly Austin is the chairman of Stevens County, the GOP chairman. And, you know, one of the things that they did was they embraced early voting. They made an effort in Stevens County to encourage people to go vote early. And I know there's a lot of discussion within the GOP on early voting, mail-in voting, and they made an effort. They had over 50-plus percent, 53% of people who had voted November the 8th, who had already voted early by the time it closed out on the Friday before the election. And then they also had a big turnout on election day. But, you know, I heard former Speaker Newt Gingrich. He was on with Sean Hannity. And I want us to listen together, and I want to get your response to what the speaker had to say about the GOP embracing the laws that we now have.
You have to play the game by the rules that are existing. That means, for example, if you want Generation Z voters, you've got to be on TikTok, even if, in fact, in the long run, we may abolish TikTok as a Chinese communist device. It means that you have to recognize early voting. It doesn't do Republicans any good to save their TV money till October if they've had a third of the vote come in September. And if people are going to have early voting, the huge advantage of early voting is it lets you know who to focus on because they haven't voted yet. And let me just point out, Democrats focus on elections. Republicans focus on campaigns. Democratic consultants ultimately are paid to win elections. Republican consultants are paid to buy TV ads for campaigns. Very different models. And as I've indicated in a newsletter that's going out tomorrow, we need to really rethink from the ground up, not just at the surface, but from the ground up, how far Republican doctrine is out of touch with reality.
This was Newt Gingrich last week. Your response?
Yep. He is 100% accurate, 100%. As we proved here in South Carolina, you know, we just instituted early voting, you know, this year because of the election integrity bill we passed earlier in the year. And so we had that, you know, a two-week period of early voting here in South Carolina. And when we pulled the file of the people who had voted early, they made it available each Monday morning. Each Monday morning, we pulled that file, sent it to the RNC for them to do a partisan voting analysis on those people since, you know, we don't register by party here in South Carolina. But they've got vote history and other what they call markers that indicate whether someone's a Republican or a Democrat. That showed that we beat Democrats in early voting here in South Carolina by 12 points.
Wow.
That we focused on turning people out. That's the whole point. I mean, again, as he pointed out, the rules of the game. Well, what are the rules of the game? Okay, this is what we can do in order to win. Some states where they have ballot harvesting, which we think should be abolished, we did abolish it here in South Carolina. But if for that election cycle, that is the rules of the game, then you have to be better at it than the opposition, period, full stop. And as he points out, in many cases, we incentivize the wrong type of, you know, campaign operations in some states around the country. I mean, ultimately, people do what you incentivize them to do. And, you know, too much of our model is built around, as he points out, buying TV ads. You know, at some point you reach a threshold where another couple of $1 million worth of TV won't do you any good.
Yeah.
But a couple of $1 million spent turning voters out on the ground and getting them out to vote early will do you some good.
Yeah. Yeah. And that's what we have to, that's what we have to embrace, get better at, as long as it's, as the speaker said, as long as it's the law, it's the rules, and then, you know, we play by the rules and we're better at it than the Democrats if we're going to win future campaigns. Now, of course, Mr. Chairman, I know that we're in the Christmas season, headed into the new year, but things kick off now for the next couple of years. I mean, now's the time to go to work. I mean, we're going to have party reorganization next year.
And
you know, we already have one presidential candidate. We're probably going to have a few more after the first of the year. And so you and I, over the next few weeks, we're going to be talking about how people get involved in the party and how you make a difference, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely. It's about organization. That's what political parties exist to do. Lay out what we believe and then elect candidates to office who will carry those beliefs into public policy, period. If we're not doing that, then we're just a social club, okay?
Yep.
And that comes down to organization, and it's a two-year process to get ready for the next election. You're exactly right.
Yep, and so over the next few weeks as we talk, let's educate our listeners on how they can become part of it, because precinct meetings will be held next year, county convention,
Absolutely.
State convention, and then electing those delegates to go to the national convention as part of that process.
And for those who are listening right now, I'll say the first things you can do, if you're not already on our list, go to scgop.com/volunteer. And get involved and let us know you're interested in getting involved in party organization, because those meetings will be coming up in the spring and we want to make sure that you know what's going on.
Yep, absolutely. Glad that you're back. Glad you had a great trip.
Yes,
and
sir.
We'll talk with you again next week.
Absolutely. Take care now. Thank you.
Always good to have you. Drew McKissick, chairman of the South Carolina Republican Party. And again, you know, those precinct meetings will be here before you know it. Now's the time to start planning to get involved, because we got 2 big years ahead of us.
3-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver deliver the truth, whatever the cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.